Every Friday about this time, we talk to this very groovy dude, Sickle. His name is The Disturbin', Nick Nurbin. I don't know. I came up with that one. Nick, you like that? You can have that if you like it. Nick Nurbin from...
I'm not sure about The Disturbin', you know, but hey, I can roll with it.
All right, fine. From Travel Michigan. So are you wearing your Detroit Lions? Are you wearing the silver or the black pants this morning?
No uniform on this morning, but definitely getting excited. Lots of excitement around the NFL draft activities happening downtown Detroit. Have you seen the new uniforms they released yesterday?
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier in the show. I like it. I like the alternate uniforms. The black is like you're playing against Johnny Cash or Darth Vader or something.
I know. You know, it seems like a lot of sports teams, professional sports teams, even college, really have embraced having kind of that alternate black uniform. And what I read on Twitter this morning is that, on X this morning, was that Dan Campbell asked a few years ago, can we bring back the black uniform? And he was told, if you win the division, we can do it. So guess what? Won the division,
oh,
get the black uniform. Yep.
There it is. And I'm not a fan of the solid color uniforms, like if you have red jersey, red pants, or something like that. But the black seems to work. It's a neutral color. It's good. Everything goes.
I think the one where they have Jared Goff in the white, you know, away uniform with the blue pants, I think they look sharp.
Yeah, yeah. And let's hope they will, and I think they will. They will play sharp. Hey, let's talk about the draft. Next weekend, Detroit's already buzzing, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, this obviously has been, preparations have been underway for well over a year for this. I mean, now, if you've seen the photos, the spirit of Detroit is adorned with the NFL draft jersey, getting ready for the excitement down there. They've been building the huge stage setup and the draft experience setup, which is happening all down Campus Martius and down Woodward Avenue, where they have the draft footprint, as they call it. And beyond the area where the actual draft picks will be made, where the stage and surrounding area, they're also having the NFL draft experience, which is out there in Hart Plaza across Jefferson Avenue from Woodward Ave. And so lots of activities to do. There's food trucks, live music. There's all kinds of different activities. The Lions have got an experience happening down there within that area. And so tons of fun things to do throughout the entire day. And actually, Visit Detroit is coordinating with the folks from downtown Detroit and from the Lions. They're trying to set an attendance record for day three of any NFL draft. So they're inviting people to come down on Saturday to join the draft, check out the draft experience, and they're going to do the world's largest hustle. You know, the hustle where you dance to the hustle. They're going to, the Detroit hustles harder, they say. So they're going to have to do a couple of fun things. They're going to try and set two world records on Saturday in downtown Detroit.
I want to set up some kind of world record that we could do in Lansing.
Now, that'd be
you hear about
too.
These things all the time. People setting records. Oh, we put together the largest human gathering of people named Ed or whatever. I want to do that. All right. Nick Nurbin from Travel Michigan's with us. All right. Let's get a little closer to home. We're on the final weekend of Film Festival in Lansing, are we? This is it, isn't it?
Yeah. Capital City Film Festival has been going on since last week. And it's, it's a 10-day festival. So Saturday this weekend is the final day. And, we're pretty excited. We created a short film called 1,000 Sunrises this past summer, and we're excited to have it screening there at the film festival. But in general, film festivals, I personally love them. It's an opportunity to see films of all kinds, whether they're 5 minutes or 2 hours or even longer, that are independently made, most of them without budgets that have, thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. These are made for the love of the craft and for the art. So you get to see all kinds of different viewpoints and subjects and things that you wouldn't see, even on Netflix. This is independent film, and you can go see it at cool venues. Like, our film is screening at the Ari Old Transportation Museum in downtown Lansing. So I love film festivals. I mean, Capital City Film Festival has been around for, I think, over 10 years, and it's really a neat opportunity to see movies right here in Lansing where you wouldn't be able to see elsewhere.
And relatively cheap, sometimes free. So that's pretty cool. What's 1,000 Sunrises about?
So we have been following on social media a gentleman by the name of Bugsy Sailor. He lives up in Marquette, and he's kind of called the unofficial UP ambassador. He's from the UP. He had invented a holiday called Platter Day, which is all about plaid, and he's done many other things. But he had been watching every sunrise since January 1st, 2018. Like he, Whoa. You know, every single day, actually I'm talking about 2019, I'm sorry. Every single morning he goes and watches the sunrise. He had not missed one. And he even has a website of, you know, about watching more sunrises. And so once it got past a couple of years of watching every sunrise every morning and photographing it and sharing it on social media, we really wanted to talk with him about it and create something about that quest, that journey. And so by the time we had worked with him, it was almost 4 years of consecutive sunrises. You know, so it was really interesting to go watch a couple sunrises in the Upper Peninsula over Lake Superior with him. And just talk about that journey, what it's like to get up every morning and just what kind of alarms does he have and like wow. all those kinds of things. So it's really an interesting story.
Nick, give me his contact information off the air because I want to talk to this guy. These are the kind of people I want to get on. Like we had the lady who lives in the lighthouse. Right. Jill Orr, she ought to be going back out there pretty soon. The guy who eaten nothing but McDonald's Big Macs for the last 32 years. all of those. These are groovy, cool people. I want the Thousand Sunrises guy. Give me his contact stuff. That'll be pretty cool. Yeah. All right.
I will get to the information for Bugsy as well, and I'm sure he'd love to talk to you.
Plus a name like Bugsy. You can't beat that. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
All right, listen.
Yeah.
We're up on time. Nick, believe it or not, we're up on time. You're out of here, man. Enjoy the weekend. We'll get together soon, all right?
Look forward to it, my friend. Take care. Enjoy the weekend.
See you, buddy. Nick Nurbin, Travel Michigan. Mike Austin with you in your morning wake up, 1320 WILS.